Segment 25A, Introduction. On August 13, 1961, as a month-old baby boy snoozed contentedly in Racine, Wisconsin, that's me, the East German government started work on the Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall eventually became 9 feet tall, covered with barbed wire, searchlights and guns, and guarded by dogs and elite policemen. It was not constructed to keep envious West Berliners out of the socialist paradise called East Germany. Rather, it was built to keep East Germans and other Soviet bloc inhabitants from trickling into West Berlin and from West Berlin into freedom. West Berliners were isolated. The West was suitably outraged. President Kennedy himself appeared in Berlin and declared, "Ich bin ein Berliner." A Berliner, by the way, is Berlin slang for some kind of jelly roll donut. But in fact, the wall did communism more harm than it did good. More than any other thing, the wall symbolized the moral bankruptcy and outright tyranny prevailing in the Soviet Union and its client states. When the wall came down in 1989, it was a clear sign of the end for the USSR, which in fact survived the Berlin Wall by just 2 years.